Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting 8th. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Foyles moves to third. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foyles scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harshman moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Harshman scores. Fox moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foyles is called out on strikes. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 0 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harshman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foyles strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foyles out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed McGee pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harshman bunts towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. McGee scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Minoso for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing center field. Clint Courtney now catching. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo is walked intentionally. Don Mossy now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner strikes out. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Don Mossy. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.